Hi, and welcome to the Gist with Naya podcast. I trust you guys are doing good. And how is the weekend going for each and every one of you? Thank you so much to everyone who took time out to listen to the podcast, the previous episodes on the mental health awareness and understanding mental health disorders. Thank you for your feedbacks. Thank you for your reviews, your questions. It was really a great one. And, you know, to end the week, I'm going to be having another episode to end the week and also end the series for World Mental Illness Awareness Week. So before I go into that, first of all, I would like to use this particular platform to say that we see what is going on in the world. In Nigeria right now, there is so much pressing issues concerning SARS and the police brutality, and the youths have gained their voice, they've gotten a voice, and everybody has united to say that we want to end SARS, we want to end police brutality, we want to reform. And so I am using this platform to also reach out to every of my listeners, even to the ones who are outside of Nigeria, you know, Nigerians in diaspora, and non-Nigerians. Please support us, because in the time of Black Lives Matter, we went all out to make sure that our brothers and our sisters, you know, were protected. And we did a whole lot. Now, this is not to say that because you helped us, you have to help us. But we're just saying that as a world, that we need peace to exist. We need peace to coexist. And so we're saying that you should join us, support us in saying end SARS, support us in saying end police brutality, support us in saying that there should be a reform. You know, if we say that this is a democratic government, democracy is a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. This is no totalitarian government, this is no oligarchy. And so we need the democracy to actually speak for us. We need it to work for us. And my heart goes out to Jimo Isiak, who lost his life while fighting in this peaceful protest. My heart goes out to his family, and he will never be forgotten. That's what I know. He will never be forgotten. So yeah, my heart goes out to everyone, you know, everyone who has been on the road protesting, even online, tagging, retweeting, liking, doing everything possible for us to be noticed and be heard. Big ups to everyone doing that. Like, you guys are amazing. As in, it is mind-blowing to see the youth finally take up responsibility for what they want. And so I'm saying big ups to you guys. Today on the Gist with Naya podcast, you know, since we're still on the mental health, Mental Illness Awareness Week, I'm just going to be saying that one thing you need to know is when there is pressure, there will always be an issue with your mental health. Like, you're not able to think straight, you're not able to do what you want to do correctly because your mind is going round and round and round, and you're trying to find a solution to it. And sometimes stress, trauma could put you in a wrong state. And that is why we're saying end SARS, end police brutality, because a lot of people are threatened all the time. Their lives are threatened because of how they dress or how they look or what they acquired. Everything is just not right. And it's enough to actually affect your mental health. And so today I'm just going to be talking about 10 weird brain disorders that you need to know. Now, first of all, we have like the Cotard syndrome. So yeah, the Cotard syndrome is that kind of mental disorder that makes people think that they're dead. It actually makes you feel like you're a walking corpse. And then it's also known as the walking corpse syndrome, yeah? So these people actually think that they're immortal. You know, they actually think that they're immortal. Another type of disorder is prosopagnosia. Now, some people cannot even remember other people's faces. Like, they cannot remember people's faces. And then people who suffer from this, like, they have a hard time recognizing familiar faces or even telling a face apart from an object. You know, sometimes they don't even recognize their own face. That is another disorder on its own. And then we have like the mirror touch synesthesia. Now, this particular disorder makes people feel what other people are feeling. So it's more like if I'm eating and someone who has the disorder is right there, they actually feel like they're eating what I'm eating. If I'm having a menstrual cramp or if I'm having a headache and I say, oh, I'm having a headache, they feel that headache in that particular spot. That's another kind of disorder. And then you have like the Capgras delusion. Now, the Capgras delusion makes the victim think their loved ones have been replaced by an imposter or a robot or aliens. So it's also more common in women than in men. So they literally just feel very insecure and think that, oh, their loved ones have been replaced somehow, some way. Then we have like the foreign accent syndrome. Having a stroke, you know, can make some people speak in a foreign accent. So it's like a rare speech disorder, usually caused by a stroke. So it's like having a stroke as a Nigerian, like a full-blooded Yoruba person. And then because of that stroke, the moment you're able to survive somehow, you realize that rather than speak Yoruba, you're speaking French. Yeah, it does happen. And then there's another one called the Jerusalem syndrome. Now, delusions developed when you visit the holy city is called Jerusalem syndrome. So some people develop these religious delusions and psychotic ideas when they visit the holy city. There are people who also suffer from that. And then we have the hemispatial neglect. Now, this condition makes like half of you or half of your world very invisible. So it's more like if you're in a room, you can't probably see the right part of the room because they can't process information received from that side of their body or environment. That particular part is affected in the brain. So it does happen. And some people actually cannot even recognize or even notice that anything is happening on the other side of their brain or in their environment. And then we have like the alien hand syndrome. So the alien hand syndrome, in this case, some people are convinced their hand doesn't belong to them. It's a neurological disorder where a person's limb moves without their control. So it makes them feel like it's not theirs. But this is like from the brain and their limb or something just moves or their hand is moving without control. And so they feel like, oh, it doesn't belong to me. You know, that's another kind of mental disorder. And then we have like the exploding head syndrome. So the exploding head syndrome is a kind of syndrome that makes people hear explosions in their head. Like they can perceive a loud bang, like a bomb exploding or a gunshot or a very heavy and deafening noise in their head. And I know that a lot of us or some people actually go through it like once in a while, you just have this loud bang in your head, you know, like there's this mad headache you're feeling, you know. If you actually feel that way, I feel like you should just see a doctor or tell somebody about it, you know. And then the last one is aphantasia. Now, this condition makes some people not able to picture things in their mind. You know how you can have a creative imagination and think of something, probably reading a book, and you're able to create images out of what you're reading. But with this kind of syndrome or with this kind of disorder, you can't do that. Like you can't even create pictures in your head. You can't even create anything in your head. And, you know, if what I would just say is if you are going through any of these syndromes whatsoever, please do well to reach out to somebody, do well to reach out to a doctor, do well to reach out to anybody who could help you get help. If you cannot get help on your own, just reach out to somebody. We need our minds to be stable for us to actually live right. And so your mental health is very, very much important. And that is why we're saying end SARS, because the trauma alone that we get from these people, the fact that you're walking on the street and you feel so insecure because you don't know what you're doing right or wrong, and you just don't know what might make this person stop you and say, hey, give me this money, or hey, I'm going to kill you, and they kill you, is just very disturbing and can give you PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and all of that. Even people who have probably passed through what they, you know, they, like the torture and everything that these people do to them, the police, the SARS, people who go through these things actually have issues trying to just feel secure, you know. And really, I must say that we need to do something. We need to end oppression in Nigeria. We need to end oppression. We need to reform the police system and everything. We need to reform it. We need to end SARS. So please, guys, support Nigerians. Support us. Do what you can to be informed about your nation. Do what you can to inform other people around you and let them know that it's not just about how you look. It's not about what you're wearing. It could be anybody. It could be me. It could be you. It could be anybody. So thank you so much, guys, for taking our time to listen to this particular episode. Thank you. I really, really do appreciate you. And I want to say I love you guys. Peace.